What were the reactions of the people that you liberated?
Kind of a mix. The military zones, that was pretty low-key. A lot of formal ceremonies, raising and lowering of flags, I relieve you, sir, I stand relieved, shit like that. There was also a little bit of bravado. You know, we didn't really need any rescuing and all. I understand. Every grunt wants to be the one riding over the hill. No one wants to be the one in the fort. Sure you didn't need rescuing, buddy. Sometimes it was true, like the Zoomies outside Omaha. They were a strategic hub for airdrops, regular flights almost on the hour. They were actually living better than us. Fresh chow, hot showers, soft beds. It almost felt like we were being rescued. On the other hand, you had the jarheads at Rock Island. They wouldn't let on how rough they had it, and that was cool with us. For what they went through, bragging rights was the least we could give them. Never met any of them personally, but I've heard stories.
What about the civilian zones?
Different story entirely. We were so the shit. They'd be cheering and shouting. It was like what you'd think war was supposed to be. Those old black and whites of GIs marching into Paris or wherever. Hey, we were like rock stars. I got more... Well, if there's a bunch of little dudes between here and the Hero City that happen to look like me...
But there were exceptions.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe not all the time, but there'd be one person, this angry face in the crowd, screaming shit at you. What the fuck took you so long? My husband died 2 weeks ago. My mother died waiting for you. We lost half our people last summer. Where the fuck were you when we needed you? People holding up photos, faces. When we marched into Janesville, Wisconsin, someone's holding up a sign with a picture of a smiling little girl. The words above it read, "Better late than never." He got beat down by his own people. They shouldn't have done that. That's the kind of shit we saw. Shit that keeps you awake when you haven't slept in 5 nights. Rarely, like Blue Moon rarely, we'd enter a zone where we were totally not welcome. In Valley City, North Dakota, they were like, "Fuck you, Army, you ran out on us, we don't need you."
Was that a secessionist zone?
No, no, at least these people let us in. The Rebs only welcome you with gunshots. I never got close to any of those zones. The brass had special units for Rebs. I saw them on the road once, heading toward the Black Hills. That was the first time since crossing the Rockies that I ever saw tanks. Bad feeling. You knew how that was going to end.
There's been a lot of stories about questionable survival methods used by certain isolated zones.
Yeah? So, ask them about it.
Did you see any?
Nope, and I didn't want to. People tried to tell me about it, people we liberated. They were so wound up inside, they just wanted to get it off their chest. You know what I used to say to them? Keep it on your chest. Your war's over. I didn't need any more rocks in my ruck, you know?
What about afterward? Did you talk to any of those people?
Yeah, and I read a lot about the trials.
How did they make you feel?
Shit, I don't know. Who am I to judge these people? I wasn't there. I didn't have to deal with that. This conversation we're having now, this question of what if, I didn't have time for that back then. I still had a job to do, and I already had enough on my chest. I know historians like to talk about how the U.S. Army had such a low casualty rate during the advance. Low as in compared to other countries, China or maybe the Ruskies. Low as in only counting the casualties caused by Zack. There were a million ways to get it on that road, and over two-thirds weren't on that pyramid. Sickness was a big one, the kinds of diseases that were supposed to be gone, like in the Dark Ages or something. Yeah, we took our pills, had our shots, ate well, and had regular checkups. But there was just so much shit everywhere, in the dirt, the water, in the rain, and the air we breathed. Every time we entered a city or liberated a zone, at least one guy would be gone. If not dead, then removed for quarantine. In Detroit, we lost a whole platoon to Spanish flu. The brass really freaked on that one. Quarantined the whole battalion for 2 weeks.